Sci-fi.
Hey, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi, sort of. No Wade today. No real show today, I'm guessing. I don't know. We took the week off because I was acting in a short in Joshua Tree, and I've been gone for a few days. And well, now here I am stuck in traffic with a two-hour drive in front of me. And I learned something new about my Zoom, so I wanted to try it out. I wonder if this sounds a million times better. I feel like it does. It might be more quiet, but... So I don't know. I'll just try it out. I know that it's weird to have a conversation without Wade. he's a good balance to me. I need that because I can get pretty stupid, and maybe that's what's going to happen today. Tonight. I don't know. I act like whatever, you know. So I don't know. I was just thinking today, like, what is it going to take for... I'll go into a few topics. I'll fucking probably tell some stories. So many stories that I have, I stopped telling because I got tired of telling them. Because I've heard it before. It's funny because at work the other day, I'm only calling her out because I think it's really funny, but... And she could listen to this, whatever. That's fine. I'm not, like... You get it. But my boss had she was telling her New Year's story. Whoa, this truck swerve. I heard her tell it at least 10 times. And she had the same energy telling it to everybody. And it's funny because to me, I mean, that is what a good stand-up comedian does. They tell their jokes or their stories with the same enthusiasm as if it was the first time they were ever telling the story. And it seems like that's just something... That's not how I work. I mean, I get bored doing anything the same way. And it makes me... I don't know. I mean... But I mean, that's what I need to learn how to do if I'm going to... At least with some jokes during my stand-up. That's why I've never done the same set before. Because I don't have jokes. I just kind of ramble through my little stories, I guess. I get very anxious in my head. And I, you know, you feel like you need to... wrap things up sooner because it's easy to lose people when you're in like what I'm doing right now. I'm just kind of like rambling. Like what are you telling me something? Shut the fuck up. Well, when I was in seventh grade, I was a part of this horsemanship program in Colorado. They were trying to get people that didn't have friends mixed with people that were like leaders or even just extra friendly. I don't know. So we'd meet up every Friday in middle school. We would leave school, go up to the mountains. It was about 30-minute drive, 20 minutes to this ranch, and we'd ride horses and then try to do some like workshop things to like get everybody to be friends with everybody. But it was cool to ride horses. And what was weird also, though, is here's me in seventh grade. Every time that I got onto the horse, you're like, the way that you're moving, it's weird how hot and big they are. You know, you're sitting on this fucking hot horse. You put a big blanket on and then you put the saddle on, whatever. Every time I rode a horse, I got a boner. And so it just made me go like, oh... This is why people like riding horses, because people like having boners during the day for no reason, and they don't need to like hide it. It feels good to just have a boner, right? So it's weird to me anytime somebody talks to me when they're on a horse, because I just assume that they have a boner, and I don't know what to say to them. Well, tell me, if you've ridden a horse and you're a male and you didn't get a boner... Let me know. Am I weird? Maybe I'm extra sensitive or something stupid. Because I'm not going to ask somebody when they're riding a horse if they have a boner. But you can tell me if you've ridden a horse and didn't get a boner. And everyone else, I'm going to assume that you, by you saying nothing, that you've ridden a horse and that you've gotten a boner on it. Switching gears, was get off of boner talk. Because like... When somebody says boner to me, like, I just imagine the feeling of a boner, not looking at one or seeing mine, but the feeling of a boner. So I'll knock that off. My brain is constantly trying to convince me that I don't have anxiety and that there's nothing wrong. And then, like, even driving out to Joshua Tree, I drove out during the night so I could, like, miss traffic. And I started to I had a panic attack while I was driving. And for me, it normally stems from I've generalized anxiety. I have panic attacks that don't need to be brought on by anything. But while I'm driving, a lot of times I'll get them because I won't be breathing properly and I won't be getting enough oxygen. And then that sends my body into alert mode. And then usually I'll get a shot of adrenaline. And I was exhausted. Mixing up exhausted with anything makes me not breathe well. I smoked for too long. So I was here I am having a panic attack while I'm driving, and it's so weird because as soon as I pull over, that's me admitting that I am having one. The rest of the time, I'm like, no, I'm not having one. Fuck, dude. Am I dying? Can I breathe right? Just keep going. And so part of my brain is saying, it's probably a panic attack. Just keep driving, because if you pull over, you're just wasting time. You don't want to waste time because you have a 2.5-hour drive ahead of you. And I was only like a half hour in. Like, geez, I could turn around and go back and go to bed and then just drive in the morning. Just didn't want to hit rush hour. And then the other side of me is like, doesn't matter if you pull over or not. You're not having a panic attack. You could be dying. You're not breathing right, and you're just pushing through it, and you're just going to pass out while you're driving, and that's it. And that freaks me out even more, you know? And then, like, now, whatever. So I don't know. I mean, I always think about these sci-fi movies where, like Prometheus, where the guy has a weird bug in his eye. How the fuck do you not tell anybody? You got to tell somebody. And in the same respect, I may have had hemorrhoids or something like that, and I didn't do anything about it because I don't want to admit that I have it, or I don't want to go to a doctor and have them like fish around and what the fuck. So the other part of me in that Prometheus situation is like, well, yeah, don't tell anybody because it's not really there. So don't pay attention to it. Oh, gosh. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm 43 now, and I know they moved the butt check from 30 to 40, but I still didn't do that. And I think they're saying now 50, but I'm like, nah, I should just do that just so that I can get out of my head mess of worrying about it. You know, I used to think that there was kind of a conspiracy with the NFL and breast cancer awareness. It's like, you know, guys, you really should be focusing on testicular cancer awareness, because I'm not that bro-y of a guy or macho of a guy. And if you're any more macho than me, I would imagine that it would be harder for you to go to the doctors, more harder than me, to get your butt stuff checked out and your testicle stuff checked out. Because I've felt lumps on my balls before. You know, I've got anxiety. I used to check my balls all the time. And I'm like, what is that lump? What is that? It's probably normal. I shouldn't go, well, whatever, that debate you have in your head. And I don't know if, I imagine everyone has that debate in their head, whether they have anxiety or not. But put anxiety on top of it, and you're all of a sudden, your body's giving you extra adrenaline. You're freaking out for every little stupid thing that means nothing. I don't know. I mean, one of my sisters, I think they both have anxiety, but one of them started taking medication. I tried once, and it didn't like the way it felt. I felt dead inside. I felt doldrums. I felt void of emotion, and I didn't like that. And then also, I couldn't really drink alcohol on it. And I mean, one of these days, I'll have to stop drinking, you know, but I guess I don't, you know, it's that, I don't know if I'm an alcoholic. I like drinking. I can skip a day. I'll still want to Fuck, man. You know, when you, because everyone that I know that has quit drinking, it's mostly been because they realize that drinking is actually hindering them in all of their situations. I don't know if it's hindering me yet. Is that denial? I don't know. I mean, everyone jokes around about denial. No matter what your answer is, you're in denial. I did quit drinking and driving, though. I am probably the luckiest man. I'm pretty fucking lucky. I've driven drunk so many times. I've gone through, like, alcohol stops. I've gotten out and had to do the alcohol check and all these while I was drunk. Fuck, man. Been very lucky. I'll always pay now for lifts, Lyft rides. It's so cheap. All my friends have DUIs, especially in Colorado, because, you know, the cops out there, they'll pull you over for not looking forward. You know, basically, they just collect money. They don't fight crime. They just collect money for the city, and they've got their quotas and whatever. I'll stop bitching about the cops. And, I mean, it's very... At least we don't... I don't know. I'm sorry. I did a podcast once with a guy, gosh darn it, I can't remember his name. But a pro you podcast, and it was a very inspirational, uplifting dude. And he, at the end of it, basically, I learned to stop apologizing for everything. And that it's so funny how powerful that was. I still anxiously apologize for some things, but I definitely stop myself from doing it all the time, and I think that's a big plus. You know, what the fuck? All the times that, like, I'm in the bar and somebody, you know, I'm moving out of somebody's way because I see that they're coming and they run into me, or if they run into me from behind, I'll like quickly apologize. And it's not because I feel like anything's my fault, it's because it's like, fucking, I grew up around all these macho guys, and my instinct is to be like, hey, man, no matter what happens, I don't want to fight. No matter what, we're not going to fight. Because otherwise, I turn around and go, dude, what the fuck are you running into me for? What about? And that's how every fight starts. You throw the first punch. No, you throw the first punch. I'm not going to. You're a pussy. I can't believe how many times that has happened. And in the same respect, I mean, I know that this is very little compared to what women actually have to deal with on a regular basis for most of the existence of humans. It's weird how many assholes get away with all their asshole shit. You got to stand up when you see that, you know? There was this not really a prank show, but, you know, there was a situation where a guy was like, yelling at a girl and made it obvious that, like, he was going to hit her or something just to see who would do something about it. And it's weird because in my head, I think that I always would, but in the other side of my head is like, don't get involved, you know, don't ruin my day to get beat up by somebody, because it's annoying to get that small and not stand up for something like that, you know? So I would hope that if a situation comes up that I would do something about it. Because a lot of times, too, just saying something will put them in check, you know? When you embarrass an asshole, that makes them puff up even more. It's like the situation that always happens where when somebody gets kicked out of a party, you know, and then they want to fight you to stay. It's like, no, we're not going to fight, and you're not going to stay. And you kicking my ass isn't going to allow you to stay either. You're just wrong, so get out. And that, you know, that doesn't work. I've just seen that so many times. What do you do? What do you do to that person? You have to correct them. Otherwise, they go into their adulthood at least thinking it's okay because nobody did anything about it. It's like, you know, it's how you build kings. You let them get away with everything. And we don't want everyone to be a king. Just the king with the proper bloodline. Oh, boy, bloodlines really fucking piss me off. I laugh at the... You know, sure, I did the 23. Ooh, fuck! You dick nut. I almost ran into me. I did the 23andMe, and it's funny how they can trace your bloodline all the way back to the first civilizations. I accept that science. I think that there is definitely a lot of room for errors, and I also think that the human race has survived a lot longer than we give credit for, thousands of years more. The DNA is weird because it doesn't support the fact that no, it was just this. It supports what they know. So anything else that they don't know, they can't answer for. So it doesn't mean that they can prove anything with that. They're just looking at the information they have and applying it to what they know. So I don't know. I only talk about this like this because I've gotten to an argument with somebody about the fact that, well, this science is so accurate that this is all of existence, you know. I'm like, no, that's not how that works. If there were previous civilizations, that would neither prove nor disprove that situation. That's not how they look at that data. But yeah, the history of humans, we're just violent idiots. And I was thinking today about what it would take for us to go into the future properly. I mean, do we have to lose politics? Do we have to lose corporations? I mean, if we don't, my opinion of 200 to 300 years from now, Minority Report, I mean, corporations are going to own all of this stuff. The way that technology is going right now, we're accidentally into this dystopian future. We have the iRetina checks. We have facial recognition software that there's a couple apps out there. I forget which one it was, but the doorbell apps. If you have a good doorbell app, your doorbell can tell you who is at your front door because they've seen you or it's connected to your Facebook or something. I couldn't believe it. Like Mike was telling me today that it could tell there were certain people that the doorbell recognized and would tell him when they were at his doorbell. Pretty freaky. I mean, I don't mean to be afraid of all this technology. I'm afraid of people abusing it because humans in America that run these companies have abused everything. They've abused everything in every situation. And, talking about building kings, when you have CEOs or people connected, let's say they, if the CIA comes in or Homeland Security and says, hey, we want to use this, sure, they can say no, and legally they should say no, but you're probably going to feel pretty good as secretive. Maybe you get a good paycheck. Maybe you get, I don't know, obviously, there's kickbacks for doing all of these things in every situation. Otherwise, our congressmen wouldn't be selling us out left and right. Their real salary is their kickbacks. Well, fuck. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, right? I don't need to go. I'm only starting to talk weird because now I feel like my legs have lost their circulation a little bit. And I feel like the back of my neck is, maybe I feel my heart beat in a weird way. I mean, fuck, am I having a panic attack right now? Should I pull over? I think I've been gripping the steering wheel with one arm and the other one I'm holding a microphone. I know this isn't the safest episode to listen to. And my legs feel like they're going numb. We didn't really eat that much today. Maybe I should take a break and eat some chips. I got some flaming red hot Ruffles in the car. Yeah, let me take a break.
A time traveler.
Hey, mister, are you from the future?
With a message.
Yeah. I got a lot of things to let you guys in on. The information that I have could save you all if you'd only listen. I've been here before.
This isn't his first time here.
I've been here before.
and it won't be his last.
You never listen. You never listen to me. I'm trying to save you, dumbass.
Grandpa from the future.
You're in charge of your own destiny. You gotta open your eyes. You gotta open your eyes. Trying to save you. If you'd only listen.
Grandpa from the future. This is not his first time. Grandpa from the future.
I guess I was starting to have a panic attack. I don't know. My extremities go numb sometimes when, because if you're breathing too fast, you're basically hyperventilating. At any rate, all's good. I'm still trying. I think I got a half hour left, which is great. Ask yourself this. Do you think that the way everything is right now in America, we'll start there, that we're just going to... are we going into the future properly? I know that might be leading. Obviously the answer to me is no, because... it's easy to sit back and go, oh, everyone's a robot. Everyone's a part of the machine. And I know that everyone can get defensive initially from that. Oh, I'm not a robot. I can do what I want. I choose the television that I watch. But I'm like, we are all doing the same things, and you could switch out people for different people, and they'd figure it out. Nobody's good at their job. But on top of that, I know that there are specialized things, and you listening have a specialized thing that I don't know about, and you're taking offense to me saying that anybody could do what you do. But that's true. They don't have to do as good a job as you. What are we aspiring to do as a society? I can't believe how much we're not doing. I can't believe how much we're not... I know that we don't need to go save everyone, and I don't mean other... even countries, you know. There's so many fucking homeless out here, and I'm not saying that we need to save them, but we kind of do. Our government bailed out the airline industry and the banking industry a few times, you know? Why can't we bail out the humans that failed in the capitalist system? I'm fine with capitalism, but shouldn't you be able to exist without in America and not have to take part in... everything's already purchased. The land's already all bought. you can't live off the lamb. Unless you leave this country, you're not allowed to do that. You have to buy property. So the future, look at the real estate business that is so fucking dumb. I don't know how everyone thinks they can double their money on a house that is already 10 times what it's worth. Anyways, I should do an episode on this. What is that called? I forget what it's called when eminent domain, I think. When the city can decide that the property that you have, usually old commercial buildings or apartment buildings that are crummy, that the city would benefit if there was nicer stuff here. This is just basically gentrification happening. And all they're doing is putting in really expensive condos everywhere. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's like, hey, they'll never take out a golf course. Look at all that land. you could put a whole complex of complexes into a golf course and put parks up. That'll never happen. It's always going to be, and I'm fine, changing out old buildings that are decrepit. But what's funny is even in those situations, that the infrastructure of the water and power to get to those places are so bad that, you know, they're falling apart. If you look in L.A., even down the street from me, this happened the other day, all the their giant pipes bursting everywhere because they're all 60 to 100 years old and they're all rusted and they're all blowing. This thing was so powerful that it like was breaking the city street above it, and it was pieces were falling, and it was, you know, basically creating a mini sinkhole. And we've had a lot of big sinkholes in LA of recent, probably more because of rains and things, but boy, those the old water lines under the city are too old, and we're not going to replace them until they break. That's just how it works these days. You know, who's going to pay for it? That's what everything comes down to. Nobody wants to pay extra. We're already all paying too much. And then you got like a Jeff Bezos, who didn't, richest man in the world, didn't pay taxes. Amazon didn't. I'm sure he didn't either. I'm not saying that they need to pay too much. I mean, we've got to figure this out. They have to pay something. They have to pay something. And if not, then all right, you can't. Then you're gonna have. I don't know what you could do. You know, I don't want to be too leftist and have regulations on everything, but we can't let everything just run crazy. And because we've seen the effects of that. The effects are, yeah, these companies get so big that they get away with everything. And they're ruining our rivers, dumping shit into the water. Nestle, evil fucking assholes. Like, you know, they got slave labor chocolate, and then they're stealing water from around the world and bottling it up for you and charging you too much for it, and ruining ecosystems. Whatever. How do we go into the future positively? I mean, we've got the internet. We have the internet on us at all times. We've got to come up with ways to make that benefit us as a society. You know, I know that it does. But for the most part, and I know that we don't need to be utopia and constantly be fixing everything at all times. I understand that. But everyone's just wasting their day on the internet. They're not, whatever. I'm not going to sound, I guess I sound like an old man bitching about the kids not doing it right. That's not what I'm trying to sound like. I'm trying to say our civilization is accidentally crumbling, but we don't know it because lazy technology is getting better. Do you think that I'm wrong about that? Do you think 8 billion served made McDonald's care more about their customers? No way! They don't even care about their employees. Because it's all... whatever, I'm sorry. Let's tell a funny story. Right? What do you think the first funny story from the moon is going to be? I mean, I like from people that lived on the moon coming back. Because, I mean, we do have the funny moon story of the astronauts leaving bags of poop on the moon. we littered. We went to the moon and we threw our trash out and there was poop in there. Oh my gosh. There's definitely a bacteria that was in that poop that was now on the moon. I mean, did we accidentally create some life on the moon that's going to then ruin it? Pretty funny. Pretty funny to think about. But I imagine the first funny stories coming back from the moon are going to be, you know, like that show. So the sex sent me to the ER. Oh, I was having sex in low gravity. Oh my gosh! And a little bit of poop or pee came out, or maybe the other some cum came out and it was floating, and I ate it on accident. I don't know. That's so fucking dumb. I'm sorry.
Because when I think of the... man, maybe I am... So, am I a pessimist? Am I a pessimist? I was trying to think of funny stories from the moon, and all I could think about are the cracks. Cracks in the walls and them losing their air. I mean, you can't live on the moon for too long, right? Your bone density is going to change, and we're going to turn into these weak blobs that needed to work out constantly to survive in space. And even when they get back, when they're out there for too long, even though they worked out constantly, they're so weak they can't walk. Do yourself a favor. Look up astronaut not being able to walk when they get back. Don't laugh at them. Just picture yourself not being able to walk and laughing at that. Like, oh, I'm so important. I went to space. It actually is killing me. My body doesn't work anymore. I'm going to have to move. And I was working out the whole time. And then do yourself a favor and watch all the UFO videos that have been posted from astronauts. Maybe that'll get you maybe believing a little bit that what the fuck is out there? the way that we go into the future has to be from a viewpoint of what can we do to make future societies better? Not this one, not the one that you're living, not your heirs, you know? We've got to think of humanity. We've got to think of the earth. We've got to think of even other animals, you know? Like, sure, we've caused the extinction of a few animals out there. You know, I was thinking today about all the animals that I've hurt in my life. And it's not a big number, but it's a number that I don't like. Just as a kid on the farm, you know, day one, I get to my uncle's farm, and they let us shoot guns, and what do we have to shoot? The groundhogs. They're digging holes in the pastures, and the cows fall in them and break their legs, and they lose thousands of dollars. So, go have fun with this .22 and go kill as many groundhogs as you can. Hey, there's also tons of snakes around the house. I've got kids, chickens, and dogs. Go kill as many snakes as you can. And listen, that was a lot of fun for me to kill all those animals. And that sucks. I remember I don't remember if it was me or my brother. One of us had the BB gun. We shot a squirrel and it fell out of the tree. We were so used to killing animals. We spent summers on the farm, at least 3 summers on the farm and up to this point. And the squirrel fell out of the tree and it was suffering. And my brother took the BB gun and put it up to his head and put it out of its misery. And I'm sorry, that's a sad, sad story, and it makes me feel bad. And that was the last animal that I was like, oh, what the fuck are we doing? Why have we become conditioned to kill these animals? And so that's when I quit killing animals, sort of. I have one more story after that. But, I mean, what's weird, too, is that in my mind, it's okay to kill animals that infest, otherwise they're going to kill you. You know, like you can't let colonies of insects and shit to thrive that, well, I don't know. I was just trying to make it small. I don't know. Like think of a rat infestation. I can't believe how many rat poison boxes are all over the city. We were going to a little music class with our baby Moose. He's 2 years old. And, I was letting them run around, and there were 3 giant rat trap boxes out there. And I'm like, dude, they're everywhere. The sad part is, yeah, he could end up playing with that. What about when it gets windy and that shit blows out of there? Rats and ants and stuff go get the food. I don't know how they work, but I don't know if it's food or poison that they track or, you know, whatever. That's just getting everywhere. You know, they say not to use that stuff in Los Angeles because that's getting into the food chain. And it's actually, you know, killing mountain lions and stuff because they have traces of the poisonous stuff, rat poison in them.
But I was thinking about that today because there was I'm happy that the internet didn't exist when I was a kid, because I would have posted videos of me doing all that stupid shit. There was a video today of a guy who beat up his cat and posted it online. And it's like, dude, it sucks to learn your first lesson to then be ostracized from a society. And it's like, I had to learn those lessons too. And I hate talking about it, but I'm glad that I learned those lessons, because, you know, there are people that don't respect different animals or even different people. So, fuck, man. Good luck. Good luck, baby moose. Going into the future with the possibility of ruining your entire future from maybe posting a video that was inappropriate, you know? So, but we have a chance. We have a chance to teach kids how to do something positive with and enjoyable. You know, I think about all the addictions that I have. Sure, I have. I was addicted to smoking. I'm addicted to sugar and all of this stuff. And I know that I don't need to take everything to the nth degree of how detrimental or important it all is. You know, but I do care about. I do care about our future. I want our future to be good. I want to be hopeful enough about the future that I don't have to bitch about it anymore. Right? I would love to shut up. Like then I could just joke around. I don't want to worry. Sure, I'm a worry wart. Sure, I have anxiety. I mean, is that it? Do I have so much anxiety that I don't know that I'm worrying way too much about? Is that what it is? I don't know. Should everyone be worried about the future? I mean, I think so. Have I posted any embarrassing videos? I think I got lucky with that one, because if I did anything embarrassing, it was probably mostly in college. I used to make all my high school videos. They aren't posted. Everyone from back then, because I used to make stupid videos with my friends. They weren't necessarily sketches or skits. They were just like, be funny. And sure, there's some embarrassing stuff in that, but luckily I didn't post it. But I'm like, oh, maybe I'll post it one day. And I'm like, you don't need to see me not before I learned everything. I don't know, right? Well, traffic is at a stop. Yeah, here's a chance for me to bitch about a company that I haven't bitched about. I went to this car dealership, and I'll pull up the name and I'll look at. I was researching car. I didn't do my taxes for 4 years, and then I did them all at once thinking that I was going to go to prison, and instead I got like $20,000 back. And so I was like, I got to buy a car, no matter what I have to buy. Because I've, up until then, and this was, I was like 35 at the time. I don't, you know, I'm not good with money, never really had credit. I didn't want to make car payments, so I always bought cars for cash. So I never had a reliable car. I'm like, I need to go get a reliable car. I took at least 2 weeks researching cars and stuff, and I found a 2008 Honda Civic at this car dealership out here in what the fuck is this town called? It's not Long. I don't know. It's not Rosemead. It's not Longo. I don't know if that's a town, but I was checking out those dealerships too. But I'll look it up. And I did all this research on this 2008 Honda Civic that I found. I was like, fuck yeah, dude, I want that car. Good reviews, good everything. I go to the dealership. I'm like, yeah, I was looking at the 2008 Honda Civic online. Okay. They pull up the car. We get in. We do a test drive. It's great. Everything's great. I got the money. I pay. And then I know that you need to read the fine print, but basically they sold me a 2006 Honda Civic. I came in and said I was online looking at the 2008 Honda Civic. And when it pulled up, I was like, is this the car that I was looking at? They said yes. And then on the fucking paperwork, it said 2006, and I didn't catch it. Because at that point, I was like, wait, which one was I looking up? Well, they said this is the one that I was looking at. So then I assumed it was the 2006. Well, I had that fucking car had a lifetime of problems. It was the hybrid version. It's got battery problems. It's got power problems. I had to let everyone out of my car so that I, because I parked on a hill and I couldn't go up the hill to turn around to go down the hill. Everybody had to get out. Ugh. So, I mean, they fucked me. And I kind of let it go because I kept for a long time thought it was my fault. You know that they snuck that. You know that they had a 2008 on there because I was looking at it. Oh gosh, who's wrong? I'm at least gonna put this review up on their Yelp because, and then a couple years ago we ended up selling it because it's not a reliable car. And we sold it for kind of cheap, you know, because those things aren't keeping their value. Early hybrids. Fucking dumb. What am I doing? I'm sitting here complaining. You know what I love doing? I love not complaining. I love hanging out with people and just joking around. What happened to me? I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I got to learn this lesson here. I got to learn, I guess, to be more entertaining. Am I funny to laugh at? Are you laughing at me? Is that what this? I don't know. Are you good at cleaning your house? I'm gonna have to start. I'm not good at cleaning anymore. I've been doing chores my whole life. I gotta keep doing them. Jeez. I got to be able to afford a maid. Anyways, I also want to teach Moose to do chores for the rest of his life. Right? So that he's not fucking... I laugh at all the roommates I've had that, like, didn't do anything. Like, how do you not do anything? I don't want to, but I still do it because you have to. You got to do your dishes. You got to clean up your shit. I mean, picture going to Mars or the moon and then having a lazy roommate. That's going to suck. It's like, dude, now you're wasting my air. There isn't much air left. I hope that they have cars on Mars. Mars cars. Because, you know, most of that, the best astronaut footage on the moon is them driving around. Because you feel like you're part of it. I like to feel like I'm on the moon. When you drive around, I picture driving my ATV out in Uncle's farm land. It would be fun. Like, what happens if aliens ever do show up? If they ever admit that they're here, us admit that they're here. I mean, I keep thinking, like, are we going to, would that make us unite as a species, and then, like, they just turn into the thing to rag on? Because we always got to have something to rag on, right? We always got to be better than something. Is that true? Well, I do apologize for not having a real show this week. I know we can't have them all the time. So... But thank you for listening to our show. And we do have a Patreon, and we do extra bonus episodes. Two extra bonus-odes. Yo, we got bonus-odes coming up next. We do two extra bonus episodes every week. You get to listen to us more. I mean, we're your friends in the future, right? Like, we're already here. It's like a digital pen pal. Anyways, yeah, our Patreon, we have a couple. I mean, for $1 a week, you get an extra episode. The bonus, no sci-fi. It's just your way to support us. We came pretty close to ending the show recently, and Patreon is what flipped that around. I mean, you know, for how much I was spending every week, it's just like, oh, this fun side thing that we're doing, I shouldn't afford anymore. And now we can because of the Patreon. So thank you. You guys have made this survive. And I'm the biggest fan of our fans, so I'll do anything you want. You know, you want me to read your name, promote your business? I don't know. Like, that's fine. Thank you for listening to us. I'm not saying our show's going to turn into a bunch of commercials, but heck, man, I'll do a funny commercial for a 30-second commercial for your business and put it on Real Life Sci-Fi. Just email us. Thanks for listening. We'll be back to normal after this week. And, you know, if our bonus comes out late, it's because we record late in the week. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, we should probably do the whole Iran stuff going on right now, right? Is that going to be a boring episode? Because it's all bullshit. We're going to have some bombs go off to, like, spark us into this war even more? I kind of think so. I think they have to go there. What is it going to be? Is it going to be... I don't mean to get anyone afraid of anything. You know, I hope I'm wrong about all this. We may not even need those to, you know, because we're probably already going there. Anyways, I need to use my roller skates and post some dance videos. That's what I'll do next. Thanks for listening. I'll work on getting off the old grumpy grandpa mindset and get more silly the way I used to. Yeah, you used to be funny. What happened? You can change, Ebenezer. Hey, Ebenezer. Dude, it's not too late, man. Man, give that worker of yours a turkey. You could change Ebenezer. If Ebenezer can do it, man, Robotic Willie can do it. Fucking Ebenezer was a Scrooge, man. You're just a regular dude. The guy driving next to me was looking at me, holding my microphone while I'm driving. This feels really funny. I feel like a star. I feel like a DJ. Yo, check it out. Tune in to 98.3. That'd be funny. Live radio podcast in your self-driving car. Yeah, I want one of those. I'd get so much done. I'm such an addict to my phone. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm on the internet while I'm driving. Oh, my gosh, I'm an idiot. Traffic stopped again. That SNL sketch, The Californians, that makes me laugh so hard because that is what I've been out here since 9/11. And for years, as soon as somebody got somewhere, you know, oh, how'd you get there? Oh, you should take this road. You should take this road. Whole conversations about routes, options of routes to get there. Even like when Uber and Lyft first started, as soon as I get in the car, I'm like, where's this taking you? We don't want to go that way. Let me get you there. Just go left up there. And, you know, I'm definitely right. I definitely beat the machine. So, yeah, go to our Patreon, Real Life Sci-Fi. We've got T-shirts. We're going to throw up a bunch more T-shirts for sale at TeePublic. You can always wait till they're on sale. We always have sales year-round, so look for the sales. $13 T-shirts, I think, is what they normally come out to. Support us, and we'll try to support you by... I don't know how to end that. We'll support your brain with our drunk talking. Well, maybe that's... Let us know if we're alcoholics. Let us know. Are we alcoholics? Do you drink when you listen to the show?
Is it better if I don't drink as much? Because for the few episodes where we drank too much, boy, what we've had 3 meltdowns, right? 3. I got to have those guests back on and have a regular episode. I feel so bad. I don't remember the 3rd one. I know Deirdre was on. Jason Fever. Boy, that's so sad. They were good topics, too. It's just hard to have a conversation about something that I just need to read off and list all this information on. I don't know. We're still figuring it out. I'm still figuring out my life. I'm 43. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. I'm working on it. I'd love to be, a writer, a director, an actor, producer, have my own production company, and just produce green light things that I like. So ultimately, I'm just going to get back into creating things, and I think flexing that creative muscle is the best thing anybody can do. If you don't know what your creative craft is, try to figure it out. And I'm not talking just a hobby. I mean, like, how to actively be creative, because boy, is that a happy maker. Boy, does that make you forget everything. And you should forget everything. We don't need to be wallowing in anything. I used to be a really patient person, and I don't think I'm patient anymore. So I'm working on that again at 43, going like, well, how the fuck do I be patient when I don't have any patience? You know, counting, am I going to have to start counting? Because my immediate response to stress is stress. I'm like, fuck, dude, I don't like that. I need to be a better human than that, to where, like, you being stressed out doesn't need to fucking ruin my day. Because everyone's stressed out, first off. So thanks for being my therapist. I owe you money for that, because that's really expensive. So like I said, yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of yours. Hit me up. RealLifeSciFi@gmail. Wait, no, it's not. WadeandWillie@gmail.com. Do I have to say .com? Do you say .com? I laugh when old people say www still. Just tell me the website, dude. I am. It's www. Write this down. I'm sorry I said .com. I didn't need to do that. I'm not trying to say, you know, that wasn't me thinking that you were dumb or anything. It's just habit. These old habits. Well, that's the way we've always done things. I don't want to change. I'm afraid of change. I hope I'm not. Because shit's going to change. Watch out. Hey, we got a big fan of the show that his house burned down in Australia. You can support them, go fund, whatever. Give them $1. They got to rebuild their whole life. They were lucky they survived. Check our Twitter. I'll retweet it. Brendan. Look for, you know, help him out. He's helped us out. I'd like to help him out. I can't imagine losing my house, or a whole country losing their house because of the same fire. What the hell's going on down there? I'm sure there's plenty of things. There's plenty of good, great places to donate to that would help a lot of other people too. So yeah, I'll go donate. I donated to him. I'll donate to some of those funds just so I feel better about myself too. Fuck, man. thanks. You know, I've been ending the show for a half hour. Thanks for listening. Just because you're not after... my God. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
It's true. They're after you. Man, what is going on? This is, you know, the maps told me I was going to be home right now. We were shooting in Joshua Tree. Oh, fucking shit. John Mulaney has a kid show on Netflix with a character named Googie. I'm very upset about that. If you haven't seen that, my kid show called Googie, go check it out. It's the best thing I've made in my life. Made it with Mike Manischewitz, Brennan Campbell, and a whole bunch of creative people threw in their creativity with us. It was just a big creative snowball, and I thought it would get us work in the business. I thought it would be the... I wanted to make be my own Saturday morning cartoon, and it was made for adults to be nostalgic, but we definitely made it so kids could watch it too. I had a niece that couldn't watch any of my videos. I'm like, well, let's make something that she can watch that is also a resume piece for us. So that's what Googie was, and we're still proud of it, and it's still creative. It gets us into doors to go pitch other shows, but fuck, man. Damn it, I can't believe they have that name out there now. Well, maybe they'll search for that name and they'll find me. Googie. What was I saying, though? Oh, yeah, let's check how long it's going to take for me to get home now. For crying out loud. I'm so close. 40 minutes.